Clemson soccer alum and upstate native. I may have hung up my cleats, but now spend my time assisting buyers and sellers in the Greenville, South Carolina area. My goal is to provide my clients peace of mind during one of the most important decisions of their life. It's important to have early conversations with a trusted realtor to help navigate the current market. If you are considering buying or selling, let's chat. Call me at 864-313-7639 or search Morgan Coleman Real Estate online to get started.
Every decision counts, and IMS makes it easier. From motors and pumps to gearboxes and drives, Industrial Motor Service delivers proven solutions that save money, reduce downtime, and simplify purchasing. Whether you need a repair or a replacement, they've got you covered with clear quotes, quick responses, and decades of repair history to guide the right call. For 35 years, plant managers and procurement leaders have trusted Industrial Motor Service. IMS, your partner since 1989. Visit industrialmotorservice.com.
Discover a new kind of senior living at Everlon Independent Senior Living in Clemson. Say goodbye to cooking, cleaning, and home maintenance, and say hello to comfort and community with chef-prepared meals, transportation services, a fitness room, a calendar full of engaging activities, and walking proximity to Patrick Square. Luxury independent senior living that's all-inclusive with no long-term commitments. Now is your time to live your best life. Schedule your free tour online today at everlineliving.com.
Have you thought about creating an estate plan? Without a will or trust in place, the state will have control over your assets when you're gone. If this is something you haven't thought about yet, let the Green Law Firm help you plan for your future and your family's security. David and his team specialize in creating the best estate plans for you, including wills, trusts, powers of attorney, and end-of-life directives. Let Green Law Firm give you peace of mind knowing your legacy is protected. Call today at 86-427-1794 or visit greenlaw.legal for your free consultation.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention?
It's time for Out of Bounds.
Two beauties!
With William Quackenbush.
Slow your roll. The show goes till three, loser.
And Ben Milstead.
My gosh, we need an intervention for you.
Be the final play of the college season, perhaps, if Clemson gets a touchdown to win it. If Bama can hold him out, perhaps a field goal attempt for overtime. Watson, touchdown! Hunter Renfro, little man, makes another enormous play.
And Clemson runs out on the field and celebrates. They come to California and strike gold.
Clemson's going to the Elite Eight!
Out of Bounds.
The center fielder at the wall!
It's out of here! It's out of here!
Got the distance, does it have the accuracy?
Yo, you don't even know what stupid is. It's about to get all stupid up in here.
It's time.
All right, let's do this. Match point, touchdown, etc.
Welcome in. Glad to have you with us. We are live on the Roar on a Friday, September 26, 2025. Thanks so much for joining us here on Out of Bounds. William Quackenbush, Ben Milstead, live inside the Upcountry Fiber Studios. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection. 654 Roar is the number if you want to join us on the phones or on the Adams Curving text line today. We would love to hear from you on an assortment of topics, but not the Ryder Cup. We're not talking about the Ryder Cup. I'm so angry. I was so happy for about 8 minutes this morning, and then I've been angry about the Ryder Cup for 4 hours. We are going to talk lots of college football and NFL and Major League Baseball playoff scenarios and the fact that the Braves still are never losing again. We're going to talk about all that today, but we probably will. You probably will make me talk Ryder Cup. Ben Milstead, how are you, sir?
How am I, Quack? How am I? You know, I'm fine.
Yeah.
I'm fine today. Fine on a Friday. Just fine. Doggone it, I'm fine every day.
Oh, man.
I am fine. I am watching the Ryder Cup. I am looking up at the screen, and I see a grandfather taking his granddaughter to watch a sporting event. That's what was on.
That's nice. Did they fly commercial to get there?
Some would say.
Some would say.
Maybe commercial. Big airplane. Followed by big helicopter. Yeah. Hey, I am fine. Harrison listening right now. He's fine too. He got married on Sunday. Listening in
for the second time this week. That's awesome. Come on,
Harrison. Listening to us on his honeymoon. So maybe you're not as fine as you should be, young man. No, I'm just kidding.
Let's go. That's exciting. That is super exciting, man. That's,
congratulations to
that's
him.
That's really, really cool. Yeah, I mean, I guess today I'm fine. I knew America was gonna get wiped. I just knew we're gonna get wiped. We're gonna set this up. Bethpage Black, they gave me the propaganda, the 8-minute video the other day, and we're just gonna get demolished. And I knew it, and it still shocked me.
As soon as I saw Bryson DeChambeau walk a birdie in on number one today, I'm like, oh, shoot. Well, we're done for.
Man.
All seriousness, yeah, that disappointing. Who had Scotty Scheffler's group just getting blown off the course? I mean, who saw that? And the European team, they made some unlikely yet unbelievable shots today. See the one, the ball's up against a limb, and instead of move the limb, they just blast right through it, and he's like, I forget who hit that. He's like 15 feet from the hole, 20 feet from the hole. There's a couple of those today. I mean, just spectacular shots. You got to give them credit.
Oh, 100%. I would give them credit. They played great. I saw somebody that threw out there that there are 16 players on the course there in the four matches, and seven of the eight that had total shots gained were European, and it's just like they're all playing great. Yeah. Except Victor Hovland. Victor Hovland sucked, but everybody else was great for Europe.
Texas said, I mean, we do have a weaker team. Not even close this year.
No.
If you look at the world rankings, which is really the only thing that you – it's the only real thing you can look at, it's not even close. From a world ranking standpoint, the U.S. team is much, much stronger.
Oh, yeah. Like, not even remotely close.
You know, like, six of the top 10 or something. Like, I don't know. I'll find those stats again, but – doesn't really matter what the number beside their name says. They were not very good today, and European team was much better on the course today.
I keep telling myself, and I understand that this is true, but it still bothers me. Like, I sort of looked at the matchups, and I'm thinking, okay, how do the golfers play off each other? This is relative strength, weakness, that kind of stuff. I'm like, you know what? I think America can get 2.5 points this morning. And it never ceases to amaze me how much worse the American golfers are at the foursome format. Remember last year, wasn't it 4-0? It seemed like in 15 minutes, America was down 4-0 in the four. Did they win any points in foursome 2 years ago in Europe?
No idea.
I don't think they did. They might have gotten halved. I don't think they won a single match. Somebody fact check me on that 2 years ago. I don't believe the United States won a single match in foursome on Friday or Saturday 2 years ago. It's just a format that we don't do well. And I think it's a format we don't do well because we are very siloed as individual golfers. And we like each other. It's not bad chemistry. I just think Europe, for some reason, the camaraderie and the way they play off each other, it just works. And we just don't. We don't do it. Yeah, Texas said it was 4-0. I mean, both days. I'm counting Friday and Saturday. I know Friday it was 4-0 because that was depressing. I said this, I knew I was going to be rooting hard for Patrick Cantlay for the first time in my life this week. Patrick Cantlay was going to get a point. Obviously, Schauffele and Cantlay got us our only point this morning. But we're always going to be behind after the first sequence. And now in the afternoon, you got to just get it back with four ball, which is like everybody's just playing their own thing.
It's the bye week, off week, whatever you want to call it this week. No game. If you are one of those who goes to every home game, you know, what do you do on a week like this? Do people watch? Do you just sit and veg out on the couch, watch college football? Do you do other things? Try to get, or do you need to get away from it? I'm kind of in a weird headspace on that today. You're like, I'm not really sure what I'm going to do tomorrow in terms of college football. I feel like I almost need a reset, man. Just, you know, pay attention to it, but I'm probably not going to let that be the center of my universe tomorrow.
You know, I was there at one point this week, and I have talked myself into spending a day as a student of the game.
Okay. Like,
not as much an enjoyer. I would like to enjoy the games, not as much an enjoyer. But, you know, one thing that happens when you're in, particularly with what we do, because we are occupied many hours before the game and then many hours after. And so even bridging both sides of a football game, we are occupied. Now, we get eyes on games in part, but it's hard to sit down and watch. And so the things that we learn are often from recaps, rewatches, where we're fast-forwarding and skipping and trying to find different parts and noticing different things. Or we're just, like, listening to other people talk about them. Mm-hmm. Because it's hard, especially home games, it's hard. So I have psyched myself up for this weekend. I am going to watch games with the express intent to learn as much as I can about how teams are playing and how players are playing and the matchups, and to use that information moving forward. So I have had to, like, over-logicalize this week of college football for me to get myself ready to go.
Couple of different texts are talking about playing golf all weekend. That sounds good. Hope the weather holds out for you. But, I would definitely be down for that.
You wearing Europe hats or America hats? Because the America hats don't have as much fun. I'll just tell you that right now.
Have you ever seen me play golf? What I wear is the least of my concerns, buddy. Least of my concerns. You're right, though. I mean, the way that we have to watch other games, I probably watch more in replay. That's one than I do live. YouTube TV, recording, you know, the unlimited DVR on that now has been game changer for me.
Yes.
I mean, it has. I can take a couple hours and watch like three games, four games. I do a lot of that. And, you know, may do that some at some point Sunday maybe. But I am also thinking about heading over to volleyball tonight, Quad.
Ooh,
for the first time in years and years.
Clemson, Florida State, 6:00, inside Jervey Gym.
Yep, should be able to get home to see the majority of Florida State, Virginia. So that'll be good. Are you calling the game tonight?
I am not. I will be home with the little one.
Okay.
I'll be watching.
Will you buy me a ticket?
Oh yeah. It's on me, buddy.
Okay.
It's on me. Yeah, that's right. I'll pay the full amount. The full
pay
amount.
Pay double. I'll pay, you know, for you, I'll pay triple.
I had our friend Terry, who does a great job leading the charge, working security at Clemson Games. 313. I need to shout out 313. They are not a sponsor. They should be a sponsor. Last night, I was at women's soccer, and one of the most vicious 20-minute storms that I've ever been in popped up, and it was, I mean, went flags fully extended, sheets of rain, winds, almost out, like you could see it coming, but you're thinking, okay, well, there's going to be some lightning and thunder, and there's going to be a downpour.
it did not appear to be as severe as it was. It was loud on the roof, hard on the field, like water standing everywhere on the field. And so 313 was there, like with free food at women's soccer and drinks. And so I went down there, and I'm in line behind my guy, Terry. And when it became apparent that we were going to have a lightning delay and I was going to have to eat at the stadium or eat dinner at like 10:30, I go down there to the thing, and Terry goes, "Hey, just for you, it's on me, buddy." I didn't know it was free. So I get up there, and I'm like, "Oh, how much?" And Terry's like, "It's free, man." So that was Terry's joke last night. Shout out to 313 for keeping us fed last night. That was nice. By the way, Virginia women's soccer, wagon. Real wagon. Like, if you're a Clemson fan and you stayed up that whole game last night and you watched this to the end,
that wagon. Means they're good for those that are in my age bracket.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Because good is too hard to say.
They good.
Good is too difficult a word. We have to say wagon.
Wagon. One other thing about just about volleyball tonight. Mm-hmm. Clemson is right now one of eight teams that are unbeaten. 10 of those wins are not going to raise your eyebrows, but they did beat South Carolina on the road, and they did beat Georgia. And there's a couple of teams that wouldn't that are pretty deep, like Wofford is good. Wofford is a good SoCon volleyball program. They beat them. So I'm interested to see how they match up with Florida State and Miami this weekend. Should be good crowds. Should be really good crowds in Jervie this weekend. I'm going to put a poll up. I have 5 college football games. I have the Ryder Cup, and I have 2 NFL games. And I want to know, I may just go to 1 NFL game or downsize or whatever and put an other. You know, I love a good other in a poll question, Ben. And I just want to know what you're most excited about this weekend. We'll get to that. Maybe get some responses on those. Talk about things to watch coming up. Because regardless of, like, our pick, we went through the games in our picks contest yesterday. There's a lot that you could enjoy if you wanted to this weekend. There's also a lot of things you could enjoy outside of sports this weekend.
Can I give you a quick answer that won't be on the poll?
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to finally having a valid data point on a lot of the what we think are the top teams.
Yes.
Penn State, Oregon, Ohio State, Georgia, maybe Alabama, although not a top team, but still, you know, they win. They're back in it, in the conversation for top teams, I would imagine. Yeah, I would say even tonight, if Florida State were to just annihilate Virginia, they would get a significant bump. So I'm sure there's many other teams I'm leaving out, but. Yeah, I think I'm looking forward to this weekend because I do think we will have some validity to some of these teams.
I have a list. You're reading my mind. Oh, we're going to talk about it. Stay with us. Hour one of the program continues right after this.
60 years is a long time, especially when you're talking about how long a company has been in business. But that's exactly how long Joe Roberson and Son have been servicing and installing roofs right here in the upstate. 60 years. That means that many of the roofs you see every day, your neighbors, the roof at your favorite restaurant, or even the roofs you're driving past right now are likely a Joe Roberson and Son roof. Now you might be wondering why so many people here in the upstate have chosen Joe Roberson and Son for their roofing needs for 6 decades. And the answer is simple. They were founded on the principles of providing quality workmanship, fair pricing, and complete customer satisfaction. When you work with them, you won't pay a single dime until the job's been completed to your satisfaction. So if you have any roofing needs, do what so many people in the upstate have done for the past 60 years. Make it a Joe Roberson and Son roof. Call 246-0886. That's 246-0886. Or visit robersonroofing.net.
At Ingles, we know that fresh means local. The best ingredients don't come from a world away. They come from your own backyard, which is why we rise to the challenge of providing the freshest items you'll find anywhere. Getting our foods from the farms we support, to the stores we love, to the tables you treasure. Ingles. We're with you every step of the way.
It's the time, Tiger fans. Football season is here. Make sure your tailgate machine is ready for the season with a trip to Pendleton Tire Company. Whether it's tires, brakes, or that lift kit and wheels you've wanted, Pendleton Tire Company can take care of all your needs.
Hey, Tiger fans, get ready for football and tailgating on a new set of tires from my daddy at the Pendleton Tire Company.
Listen to Cruz and go see his dad and the team at the Pendleton Tire Company in Pendleton or online at PendletonTire.com.
A scholarship doesn't just pay for school.
When I first started out, I'd be around a baseball field all day, just watching the guys' feet, like how they're moving, how they're breaking out of the clay. Turfgrass management is not just cutting grass. There's so much more to it.
It turns passion into purpose.
The South Carolina Education Lottery definitely allowed me to find myself again, to get an education, eventually starting my organization. I got legs.
Adam and Greg are two of over 750,000 Life Scholars giving back for a better South Carolina. Visit sceducationlottery.com/betteryou.
Royal Flush Toilet Rentals. If you want to potty like a rock star, you can with us. At Royal Flush Toilet Rentals, we offer construction porta potty rentals, septic tank pumping, and luxury toilet trailers. Call 864-238-8800. We have two-stall, three-stall, and four-stall trailers for your corporate events, wedding parties, and special occasions. Call 864-238-8800. Royal Flush Toilet Rentals.
Twin Peaks is the best in the game. Here, your favorite drafts are poured at a frosty 29 degrees and rare barrel-aged whiskeys are served just the way you want them. It's bigger game days and bolder fight nights. I mean, where else can you find a scratch kitchen that always comes in clutch every day from lunch to late night? Only at Twin Peaks, the number one sports bar.
Twin Peaks Scratch Kitchen scores every time. Dig into hand-smashed burgers, chef-inspired flatbreads, and more at your local Lodge.
If you are a realtor in the upstate of South Carolina, I want to help you close more deals. And here's how I can do that. I'm Mike. I'm the owner of One Tom Plumber, and we are already working with realtors in your area doing the same exact thing. We're the go-to plumbing crew for realtors all across the state of South Carolina because we provide a free same-day quote based on your home inspection report.
Just dial the number one, then Tom Plumber. That's their name. That's their number.
Call the plumber whose name is his number one, Tom Plumber.
Hey Clemson family, I'm Jeff Scott, former assistant coach and proud member of two national championship teams. Success on the football field takes teamwork, vision, and a great game plan. I partnered with fellow Clemson alum Eric Newton to create Newton Scott and Associates. From Tigertown to Lake Kiwi, we're your championship team, here to help you buy, sell, or build. When it's time to make your next move, trust the winning team, Newton Scott and Associates. Real estate, the Clemson way. Visit us at NewtonScottSC.com.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code LOCAL to get an extra 35 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code LOCAL for a 35 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code LOCAL for a 35 cents per gallon bonus.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the five counties of the South Carolina Upstate, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Clemson Country, college football fans, this is your show, and this is The Roar.
It's finally Friday, I'm free again. I got my motor.
All right, hour one continues out of bounds. William Quackenbush and Ben Milstead with you. Thanks for joining us here on the program today. Scotty Scheffler and J.J. Spahn about to tee off. John Rahm, Sepp Straka also on the tee. I think it's hilarious. We know Bryson DeChambeau and President Trump are close. DeChambeau walked past him, gave him a little wave, and J.J. Spahn did the Trump dance with your arms on the way by.
You talking about the grandfather with his granddaughter?
Yeah, that's right. Guy? Yes, okay. Yes.
Yeah, they're there.
Kai, don't know if you've met Kai. She's a pretty good golfer, not as good as some people like the one talking right
she
now.
She is good.
I've beaten her several times, but she's good. They are front and center on hole number one right now. Europe is up 3-1 on the United States. Four ball. Everybody's just playing their ball. Is the difference between, if you don't know, the difference between foursome and four ball. Foursome is alternating shot. Four ball is everybody just grip it and rip it, basically.
Normal golf.
Normal golf with four people, yes. You know, and we'll go through these a little bit later. I think this is an okay pairing. Like I said, I was semi-optimistic this morning until I got punched in the throat by reality. So we'll see. Hey, the poll on our website, the RoarFM.com/polls, Roar Mobile app, click the poll tab. What are you most looking forward to this weekend? It is live. Here are your choices. Only eight choices. But check out these choices, man. Oregon, Penn State, Alabama, Georgia, Kentucky, South Carolina, Ravens, Chiefs, Packers, Cowboys, Ryder Cup, final MLB regular season weekend, or getting away. Those are your choices. I didn't even do other. It was amazing. It's the first poll I've ever done where I didn't give you an out. Those are great choices for the weekend, by the way. Awesome.
Just thinking back to what we were all doing this time last year.
Oh, good point.
Yeah, no matter what we do, it's going to be better than that. So, goodness.
No question. Yeah, that's a good dose of reality right there.
Referring to Hurricane Helene, if most people realize that was a year ago. But, yeah. Ooh.
There is the tropical developments. I will be monitoring that this weekend, too. And I'm sure that's triggering for a lot of people.
I saw that early this morning. They're couple back-to-back, and about half of the models have that first one coming towards the upstate. You still got some time, but I'm amazed at how many models they have now.
There's like 50 models.
I know.
You know what's funny is, like, there's a thing, I say we, like I'm a part of this community, that we in the election polls community refer to as herding, where at the end of an election, all the polls sort of get closer together. Like, it's very hard to have an outlier poll. Like, they all sort of cluster together, and so it's just herding. I feel like the models just herd, where they all talk to each other. And they're like, yep, this is going to, like a day out, you don't have the one that's like, I don't know, guys, it might go out to sea. Like, you don't have one, you know, like right now the models are basically, it's a three-state deal, yeah. Where, you know, and at the end, they're like 36 hours out. There's none of the models that are like, you know what? I know you guys all say the same thing, but I'm still thinking it might go over here. I wonder about that. I don't know why that is. Before we go to Clark's phone call, let me tell you about Tiger Sports Shop, tigersports.com. This is a good weekend to reassess. You know, it's a good week to reassess for Clemson football. It's a good week to reassess your wardrobe choices from the first four games. You happy about that? Did you like that? You know what I would say is a poncho or a jacket, some rain gear, from two of the first three home games. If there's any indication, you're going to need those. So maybe stashing one of those in the old truck bed or in the back of the SUV for later this month for the SMU game. These are just the things, you know. If you're going to Chapel Hill next week, maybe Clemson takes the rain with them. Just rain gear. They got a bunch of it at Tiger Sports Shop. Two locations, downtown Clemson, Highway 123. And always open at tigersports.com. Let's go to Clark in Greenwood, who joins us next here in the first hour of the show. What's up, Clark?
Hey, afternoon, man. Weekend's here.
Weekend's here. Almost. Almost.
Yeah. I want to give a shout-out to my Greenwood Eagles. You know, tonight they've got Hillcrest coming in. They lost a heartbreaker last week to Anna. That was a good football game. So
it was a good football game, by the way. Very good football game.
Yeah, it was a good one. Greenwood, man, they just stopped running the football in the second half, which Hannah come out with a good game plan. And, you know, if you get those wishbone, those triple option teams behind a little bit, you can kind of set your mind on what you're going to do the rest of the game, because it takes them a while to go down the field, you know. But Hannah looked good. They had a lot of momentum at halftime. But anyway, I feel like Greenwood will be all right. But I got a second team I got to pull for now. I'm gonna go with the Crimson Tide. I'm hoping they do good the rest of the year. I think they're gonna go into Georgia tonight, tomorrow night, and you know, surprise a lot of people. I think Simpson's coming along, and you know, I don't know. Maybe, I think the boys woke him up a little bit, and I hope they beat Georgia, because I'm a Georgia hater, you know, about as bad as I hate South Carolina. So, but I got one question for you and Ben.
All right.
If you guys were running the Clemson football team, and you had the rest of the season to try to win a few games and beat Carolina at the end of the year, where would you go as far as your personnel for the next season? And then I'm gonna get off. Have a great weekend.
Thanks very much, Clark. Appreciate the phone call. You know, I think he's asking a tricky question, because it's possible, first of all, can I say it's hard to answer without knowing the total scale of the personalities involved. Like, when you're talking about turning a ship, like a football program, from 1-3 to success, you're talking about a lot of things that have to move. You're trying to keep everybody engaged. You're trying to establish some sort of accountability. You're trying to create a sense of pride and belonging and ownership. You know what I would do? Actually, I saw Paul Strela wrote this, and it goes back to something that I said, I think maybe Tuesday this week. Like, why is it that everybody else that plays Clemson right now, and I even mean last year as well, why is it that everybody else appears to be having fun? And it just doesn't look like Clemson is having fun. Like, they're running gadget plays, and people are onside kicking, and they're faking, and they're doing even Troy faked the field goal. Like, everybody is having fun. And Clemson just doesn't. They look like they're just running play. They just don't look like they're having fun. I think right now the biggest thing that we could do is strip it down and say, here's how we're going to make it fun to play. Because you know what's not fun? Going 1-3. But that doesn't mean that game 5 can't be fun. So I get the sense that the players are not having very much fun playing. So I don't know what that means, but that's what I would be very invested in doing right now. That would be number one. To the personnel question, I mean, I've said I think Tristan Smith needs to play more. I think he needs to start. I think Jaheim Lawson needs to start. I think being a really good player and not producing in a month is not acceptable, or not producing at a high enough level is not acceptable. And I think when you do that, might it cost you a player or two? Like, might they get their head in the sand? Yeah. But for the good of the program, you have to establish that so that other people feel that weight of accountability. That would be the short answer that I would give.
Fun's into winning would be my response to your first thing. So, you know, win and everybody has a good time. Then you can start adding in some of that other stuff. Clark kind of threw a little wrench in that. I don't know if he meant to or not, because he said personnel-wise for next year, but also said beat South Carolina this year. And you might have two different approaches there. You know, they could also be the same, but when you start talking about personnel for next year, like, if you truly were going to use the rest of the season solely for that, then a lot of these seniors aren't playing, right? I mean, they're not going to be here next year.
Why would you? Yeah, if you're just talking about next year, then Vezina's your quarterback, and Parker's not playing, and Woods is not playing, and K-Bar's not. If you're just turning the page, because there are some people that want to do that selectively, mm-hmm. but if you're going to do that at certain positions, you kind of have to do it across the board.
I do think no matter what your philosophy is going forward, you're asking us what we would do. I've got to do something different in my approach to talking to this team and even how I coach this team. And I'm not talking about just Dabo Swinney. I'm talking about all the assistants. I feel like they have beat them into oblivion in practice. That's what I feel like. And I've been told that it's been really rough in practice all year long. As it should be. I mean, it's just, I'm not saying it's not justifiable, but at the same time, you're 4 weeks in, and in my opinion, there's still that disconnect for whatever reason. Not that anybody, sometimes it just, the ingredients don't make what it is you're trying to make. So I think I would consider some type of different approach, whatever that different approach is, and see if changing the message helps. You know, strip away all the motivational stuff, and you know, hey, let's focus on just football here for a week and see what happens. 2 weeks and see what happens. Also, we can only go on we don't see practices, media don't see practice, and so we're just like you. We can only go on what the coaches say to the media. But based on that, I've got to wonder if you don't need to lower the standards by which you are holding some players to get on the field, because we continue to hear they're earning trust. This guy deserves it. This guy doesn't deserve it. And I get that. And if I'm a coach, I understand that approach. But at the same time, you mentioned Jaheim Lawson. Frankly, I don't care what he's doing in practice. I know what he's doing in the game. Tristan Smith, it sounds like you need to practice harder, that you coaches would like you to. It doesn't change the fact that you're playing really well when the lights come on.
Every running back.
Yeah, so. And then, of course, Christopher Vezina or even Denson. I mean, I'm sure they want to redshirt him. Or did he redshirt last year? No, this is his first
this
year.
This is first year, yeah. So he gets four.
Yeah.
And yet, right now, you're only getting 12.
And, well, what tripped me up there is by the time he graduates, it's going to be 5 for 5.
Oh, yeah.
No matter what. I mean, you know, so I'm kind of like not even worried about redshirt for him. You got to try some new ingredients and see what works here.
You know, I was thinking about, and I know we got to go to break and we'll go to the phones after this. What you said is so fascinating because I was actually thinking about the flip side of, hey, you got to practice better to get on the field. Well, we've talked about what is the standard. If the standard is I practice harder than the next closest guy to me on the depth chart, again, that's no real standard. That's a lowering of the bar. Like, if I know that the accountability is more about how I practice and how I play, there's no accountability in a game. Then that, I mean, I'm lowering the standard mm-hmm. for myself as the starter, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Because I know when I leave the practice field Friday, if I practice harder than this guy over here, then it doesn't matter what I do in the game. There's going to be no consequences for that.
And as we go to break, just think about this during the break. Think about what Eric Backage said. Because I think his team has faced a little bit of this when I say you change your approach and your messaging and see if that works. He told us Monday when he was on the air with us that that's what he's doing. Was it Monday? I think it was.
Wednesday.
Monday, Wednesday, whatever.
Weird week.
He told us he's changing his messaging. And they're not going to talk about Omaha. They're not going to talk about it. They're going to be about it. That got me thinking about football a little bit.
I think it's a great point. Let's take a break. Darren from Pickens will be up next after this.
Nobody does dual enrollment like Tri-County Technical College. It's never too early for you and your child to think about college.
The dual enrollment program at TCTC offers the opportunity to take two or more dual enrollment classes, and it's a cost-effective way to earn college credit. Your student can get a jump start on college, saving time and money. You and your child have options, so why not discover what dual enrollment at Tri-County can do for you? Find out more at tctc.edu/DE.
Actual price will depend on product and subscription plan. Featured products or compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. See website for details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Want a boost in and out of the bedroom? Hims has you covered. Introducing a new 2-in-1 approach to level up your game. Tadalafil for better bedroom performance and zinc for testosterone support. Put it all together and you've got what you need to turn things all the way up. Getting started is simple. Just go to hims.com/radio to start your free online visit. Through Hims, you can access ED treatments including pills, chews, and more. 100% online. No office visits, no pharmacy lines. Just fill out a simple intake form and a licensed medical provider will determine if treatment's right for you. If prescribed, it ships free and discreetly to your door. Find affordable treatment options at up to 95% less than brand names at hims.com/radio. That's hims.com/radio. hims.com/radio.
Hey, hon, what's a Vermeer?
Really? Come on, everybody knows that. Vermeer builds vacuum excavation equipment that's changing how underground utility construction is done from right here in Greenville. Soft dig trenchless innovation that can expose underground utility lines without harming them, leaving a softer environmental impact than harsher, more traditional digging methods.
Whoa, you're smart.
Yep, everybody knows that too.
Visit Vermeer.com/dig to see what everyone's talking about.
When you're out on the water, peace of mind is priceless. That's where Towboat US comes in. With memberships starting at just $109 a year, you get on-water towing, jump starts, fuel delivery, and soft ungrounding for any freshwater adventure. Plus, we also offer boat salvage and boat recovery, boat transportation, and on-water training. Remember, we're here for you when you need us. Trust Towboat US to keep your boating experiences smooth and worry-free. Check HartwellLakeServices.com now.
Join us live at Trammell and Mills Law Firm in Anderson on Wednesday, October 1st for the kickoff to Tigers for Tatas. The Mickey Plyler Show starts at 6, followed by Facts on Sports at 9. All proceeds from merchandise sales go to Dabo's All-In Team Foundation. See you there.
Do you want to be part of a winning team? Arthrex is hiring. They develop innovative technologies to treat orthopedic sports injuries and help people get back in the game. And best of all, they've been recognized as one of the country's best workplaces in manufacturing and production for 9 years. If you're looking to make a difference, learn new skills, and be part of an award-winning culture, check out careers.arthrex.com. That's careers.arthrex.com. No manufacturing experience required.
Looking for a tractor that works as hard as you do? Come to Mahindra of Anderson, your local source for the toughest, most reliable tractors on the market. Whether you're working the farm, maintaining your property, or need heavy-duty power, Mahindra has the perfect tractor, UTV, implement, or trailer for the job. Buy it new, shop pre-owned, schedule your service appointment, or order parts with the best customer service right here in the upstate of South Carolina. Visit Mahindra of Anderson at 507 Pyramid Dairy Road or online at MahindraofAnderson.com.
Summer is winding down, but not our killer savings for outdoor furniture at the Craft Stove Store and Patio. Now is the perfect time to update your outdoor space with patio furniture. Choose from Tapatone, Summer Classics, Hanneman, Lloyd Flanders, Brizesta, and Palm Springs Raton Outdoor Furniture. Hurry! Shop and save now at the Craft Stove Store and Patio, located 3002 Wade Hampton Boulevard. Check us out online at craftstovestore.com.
Craft Stove Store and Patio.
Premier Portable Buildings and Trailers are right in your backyard. Looking to gain space in your home, a shed is a great way to make room. And if you need to transport your gear, we have a trailer to meet your needs. With two locations to serve you, Sheds of Spartanburg and Sheds of Welford. Visit shedsofspartanburg.com or shedsofwelford.com, where you can view our entire inventory of sheds and trailers. Call today, 864-652-1660, or visit 1470 Boiling Springs Road, Spartanburg, or 321 Spartanburg Highway, Welford today.
Fall is here and so is football season. Score big with Harmon Lumber for your next remodel project or custom build. We offer a full service of installed products such as cabinets, screen porches and railings, garage doors, and bath hardware. Give us a call and find us on the web at harmonlumber.com. We love the opportunity to help you achieve your dreams that you want for your home. Visit HarbinLumber.com or call us at 706-356-4300 and let us show you how we can help you with your vision. And go Tigers!
The only place for sports talk of the upstate is right here, every day. We are the Roar, where every day is game day.
Continues out of bounds. William Quagamush, Ben Milstead. Yeah, Texter said during the break, somewhere Allen Iverson's screaming at you guys.
Practice. We're talking practice.
Do the kids don't get that reference today, do they?
I bet they do. If they're sports fans, you've heard. It's really more of a meme now.
Not a game. Not the game that I die for, that I lay my life on the line for. We talking about practice, man. This hour brought to you by our friends at Underdog. I will not tell you how I did an Underdog last night because it is not relevant to the point that Underdog is very fun to play. Underdog is a fun to play, though. Even if Kenneth Walker steals your lunch money two or maximum of four times. Did we play Kenneth Walker lower than 50.5 rushing yards at the start? Yes. Did we play him again lower than 72.5 rushing yards at halftime? Yes. Did he go over both those numbers? Yes, he did. Anyway, I'm back on the horse this weekend. You can't stop me. You can't steal my joy. Download the app today. Play with me. Sign up with promo code OOB to score $50 in bonus funds when you play your first $5. That's promo code OOB. Millions of fans have already won. Billions making picks on Underdog. Will you be next? Underdog, make picks, win money. Must be 18+ and present in South Carolina. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/playing. Get terms _DFS_.html for details. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Visit ncpgambling.org. Let's go to
South Carolina in an ugly game, 27-13 over Kentucky. So, struggle game. Another one.
Look, 27-13 doesn't sound like a struggle to me. Now, you might get there. It might be a little sweaty, but that sounds like if I'm South Carolina, I'd take that all day long.
Well, I mean, yeah, I think they'll win, but I don't think they'll win like what we were hoping and expected. And I think I was hearing you guys talk about that yesterday, maybe, about the expectations, and we have to lower our standards and our expectations for both of these teams. And none of them's playing very, very good like we thought. But I still think they'll win. But back to the Hawaii game, my son's at the second year at the Air Force Academy, and his roommate is from Hawaii. So we've been invited to come out and hang out with them next summer in Hawaii, so that's the plan.
Okay. Well, that's nice. But he's not inviting you to hang out this week. He knows better.
No, not this week. That's right. He knows better. Oh, boy. I appreciate you guys. I hope y'all have a good day.
Thanks very much, Darren. We appreciate the phone call.
Thank you.
Absolutely. I could be talked into going to Colorado Springs, like, right now. That'd be fun. You were talking about having fun in practice. Mm-hmm. Did you see East Carolina Army last night?
Okay. Are you talking about the play, right?
The play. East Carolina, as the announcers framed it, snuck a senior grad walk-on. That's somewhat redundant.
Senior grad walk-on, as
the holder, and they run a fake on a field goal, and he scores. Quote, the kid is 5'8", 150 pounds. Army didn't see him back there.
They didn't see him when he scored. They're looking around going at eye level, going, what is happening right now?
5'8", 150 pounds. This is what's even more funny about it is, this 5'8", 150-pound walk-on has played for Kansas, UT Martin, Oklahoma State, and East Carolina. Is there a big market for that? I mean, I'm sure, it was a great run. I'm sure he's a fine kid.
I mean,
what's the market for 5'8", 150 pounds that you go to four different schools?
Great student.
GPA booster.
GPA booster.
You might be onto something right there.
And you know what? They ran him on as a – he's not their normal holder, right?
No, he's not their normal holder.
But is he a capable holder? Because maybe he's like, hey, I'll make a 4-0 and we can hold if we have a disaster. Or, you know, I'm good at trick plays. I don't know. You point that out. He does not have a marketable frame or skill set. And yet, three schools.
Tech said he's a man of the people.
Yeah.
Kyler Pearson.
You too can score a touchdown on ESPN. Texter says he is transfer Rudy. At a bunch of different places, bunch of different schools. Oh, man, that's funny.
Four schools, 23 career games.
So he's been playing.
At least some. He has 497 all-purpose yards for his career.
Good for him, man. Had he scored before yesterday? That was his first career touchdown?
Nope.
First career touchdown. Come on. That's awesome. Give me some of that. By the way, you talked about it. Army is bad. Now, like, they don't have Daly, so we know, like, that's going down. But I thought Army would survive a little better. I thought they had a little higher floor than this.
I did, too.
You were talking about Air Force, man. Army is sitting, what, 1-3? Ooh, 1-3, and that game was not particularly close last night.
Texter said he would be the MVP at Clemson this year. Stop!
God,
come on, man.
That's
you're not wrong.
Not,
stop.
That's not helpful. Truth and love. What is it? What does Paul say in the New Testament? Grace and truth. That's too much truth there, buddy. That's way too far on the truth spectrum.
I was thinking more to live as die.
To live
game.
In.
I mean, you're talking about Clemson football, and Paul, I'm like, to die's game right now. Kind of what it feels like.
Oh, man. Hey, vote in our poll. The Ingles poll question of the day, brought to you by Ingles, low prices, love and savings. What are you most looking forward to this weekend? Very early in the vote count. I'm not even, these are insignificant results. This is like the first batch that we've gotten in. But Oregon Penn State is the heavy favorite right now.
By the way, it's to live as Christ, not to live as die. I don't know what I'm saying.
To live as die.
I got
to
the second part
that's
right.
Therefore, to live as gang. That's it. That's where we get. That's where we get. I am interested to see how people feel about, there's three college games, two NFL games, Ryder Cup, MLB regular season weekend, and then just getting away. We've had several texts that are like, I'm going to the mountains, we're going to the beach, going to the lake, going to do some chores around the house, whatever. Like, what are you most excited about this weekend?
When you factor in the NFL as well, though, there's some tremendous matchups this weekend. I mean,
right.
you got Ravens Chiefs that are both struggling to play dead in a cowboy movie right now.
You pointed out one of those teams is going to be a three-loss team.
One of them is going to have three losses. Packers Cowboys this weekend. What was the other big matchup? I mean,
Colts Rams,
of course.
Colts Rams, duh. There is one more. Hey, the Falcons have a shot this week. Did you see Jaden Daniels and Terry McLaurin are out for the Commanders?
Oh, are they really?
Falcons got a shot. Now, that doesn't mean that they're going to score. I mean, those dudes don't play defense, but it does bring the Atlanta's now favored by 2.5 on the heels of the news. Eagles-Bucks. Eagles-Bucks, another one.
That's another good one.
2-3-0 teams on Sunday.
And then you have at least three series in Major League Baseball that – four series, really, that are uber important.
Oh, yeah, we're going to talk about that, how basically I've decided this week that no fewer than 8 MLB teams hate me personally.
What you got? Guardians, Tigers, Mets, and Reds all have something to play for?
So right now, Blue Jays Yankees are playing for the division. They're both in the playoffs, but they're playing for the division. You've got Guardians Tigers who are still sort of hanging out there. You've got the Astros that are waiting in the wings, and the Red Sox have not clinched. So all those wild card spots technically up for grabs in the American League. And then in the National League, you've got five of the six playoff spots filled. You've got Mets, Reds, Diamondbacks are facing the Padres. They could still get in, though. They are two back of the Mets and one back of the Reds, and the Reds have tiebreakers over both of them. So all of those teams have something to play for this weekend.
Hopefully, your Reds facing Milwaukee. Hopefully, Milwaukee realizes they have nothing to play for and they rest everybody.
Wouldn't matter. They could trot out their AAA and we'd lose 7-1 tonight.
In extras.
Thanks, Ben. God, we suck again. Hour two is next.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Mourning the loss of a loved one can be painful. If your loved one dies due to the negligence of someone else, you need someone by your side to help get you justice. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, will help you navigate a wrongful death lawsuit. Nick and his staff...